Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, so I was promoting the Wide Open Wednesday phones. Let me get this call right on that's been waiting patiently. Hello there. This is Howie from California. How are you, Howie?
How we doing?
Oh, my God.
How we doing?
Now, this might be, now, this could be this well, voice from the past here.
Let us see. Let us see.
Howie, what can I do for you? No, I don't think so. What do you think, Rob?
How you doing?
He's desperately trying to
stand. Are you wearing a helmet, sir?
I don't think it's the how you doing guy.
You know what? It's a pretty good replacement. If it's not Dick York, it's certainly Dick Sargent. How are things in California?
How you doing?
No, it's not the same.
Sorry about the Raiders.
Sorry. Hey, so I'm doing the Facebook Live promotion of Wide Open Wednesday. By the way, it is Wide Open Wednesday. You can call us now, 888-920-6673. And I'm promoting it, and I go on Facebook Live, and I thought I canned it, and I killed it. And then I'm talking to Pony about bare-breasted women on Far Cry, and I realized my Facebook Live might have been open.
So Mike O'Mara so anyway. Unplugged.
Technology, very, very confusing.
Just like MTV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let's go to Steve View. All right, let's go to Steve View. Is this Steve View? Or would this be Steven?
Just Steve at BWI Airport? Is that you trying to get a hold of me?
No, I didn't try to get a hold of you. This is Mike O'Mara, and you've called the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Yes, I know I did. Hey, just wanted to let you know
Hold on, Steve. Hold on a second.
Stop yelling into the phone.
First of all, you're screaming into the phone. You don't need to do that. You said, this is Steve. Did you call me? And no, we didn't. So where did that come from? I'm confused about that.
Oh, we said Steve View.
Yeah, Steve View was the way our phone screener, Dan O'Brien, wrote your name down. I just thought, that I would share that. But Steve, go ahead. It's all you. Take it away.
Well, I just want to let you know, in Baltimore at Loyola College, that Al Roker from the Today Show is going to be here.
Yeah, you got a world record, Guinness Book of World Records competition going on with Rokerthon.
I figured as much as you guys make fun of Baltimore, that would be a little up your alley.
So they got this guy with new knees. His name's Al Roker, and Al Roker's coming up to Loyola, and he's going to set a world record. And he was in Oklahoma. He's been in Kentucky.
Hold on. Didn't he used to be fat?
He was fat. He still is.
He's got new knees and new stomach, right?
Yeah.
Steve, thank you very much for the call.
We can rebuild him.
They'll get better. Hello, Vicky. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello. Vicky?
Vic?
Oh, Vicky.
This is when you say hello.
Are you there, Vicky? Vicky's gone. Let's go moving right along. Let's go to Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Damn, Daniel.
Damn. How are you, Daniel?
How you doing, Daniel?
Great. Never heard that before.
Jerk.
Sorry about that.
You know, we don't have any calls behind you. Otherwise, you'd be gone too. But anyway, how are you, Daniel? What can I do for you today?
Damn, Mike. Appreciate you taking the call. Only reason I called.
Appreciate you appreciating me. Hello there, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the show. Hello.
Hello. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. It's what it is it's what it is in the land of TMOS.
It's hump day.
When we try to do new things and it's hi, how's everything? Sure. Everything's fine. And then I find out 50 things that aren't fine, right? Like a minute before airtime. But that's okay. That's the land that we do with Pob. That is a combination of Pony and Rob. Pob. That is Pob land. Oh. In Pob land, everything is said that it's all right, but nothing really is. But go ahead, sir. What can we do for you?
That's life, brother. It's fried.
It is. It's right. Fried, how are you? Ralph Rice.
Yay.
Nice to hear your voice.
When are we going to a game, Ralph?
We'll go whenever you want, man.
All right.
This is a great guy.
On vacation.
Oh. Now I'm the vacation guy. Are you doing the Nicky Diamond bit?
No.
I was on, every time Fried does ask me, he's like, I'm in Phoenix, Fried. I'm sorry. I can't go.
Friday,
you are.
You are
until the next morning. Okay.
That's okay. True.
All right. So, Friday. Go ahead, Fried.
No, I was just listening. Go ahead. How you guys been doing?
We've been doing great. You are a very generous man with your Capitals tickets for everybody. I wish I was in Washington so I could go to a game with you. And, you know, pretty good year. Look, I hesitate to say this for our beloved Washington Capitals hockey team, but
don't
I will say if there was ever a season where a team was poised to make some sort of reasonable. Now, see, I'm not getting happy. I'm tempering my comments. If there was ever a season where a team was poised to make a playoff run in hockey, the Washington Capitals would be the team this year. Don't you
think,
Brian?
This is the year they're going to win the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
bring
Oscar
the
just
cup
ruined. Well, Oscar just ruined all my tempering that I did just then. So, what do you think, Fry? What's your gut telling you?
Don't get happy.
Okay. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in. We love you, Fry. Thank you for calling.
So honest.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Hi, there Ralph. He goes. Don't get happy is the right. The Washington Capitals are like the poster team for that particular sentiment.
DGH.
Let's go to, this is Darren from Wichita. Darren, another guy that, now why does your phone say Vickery?
Oh, probably my wife's Catman.
Catman.
Would it be safe to say that the TMOS listening audience might be starting to set records with men who call using their wives?
We're all kept men, Mike. We're all kept men.
Yeah. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I just want to call and tell you guys I'm heading in to finalize my taxes. And I'm thinking with this time of year when people have a little bit of extra money around, maybe they should invest that money in the show that brings the funny every year and purchase the bonus show.
Oh, Darren, that was the sweetest
idea.
Anyone
that is,
could have
you know
ever
what?
Said.
That is
just
absolutely
saved
wonderful.
The show.
If we had anything to, if we had anything to give you, we'd give you something. Thank you,
Darren. Would you like an intern? We can give
now,
you one. I can barely type in the other room.
All right, here we go. Today, Dan O'Brien, untrained, thrown into it at
Big
the last
monkey.
Minute, has been asked to screen the phones,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
How much training did he get, Rob? Just how much of a tutorial did he
get? Well, to be fair, he's not really screening. He's just parking. So we've instructed him to say, what is your name? Where are you calling from? Please hold.
Well, that's screening. What do you mean parking?
Well, I mean the screening.
Why are you conjuring?
Oscar, if you want to get involved, love to have you. Otherwise, step aside.
You're the funny one.
Exactly. The thing about screening is in the days of old, it would involve trying to find callers that, had content, something to do. But this is more random.
Screening means just making sure that they're,
We used to say monkeys could do that job all the time, right?
That's true.
We've got a baboon.
Once again, I get back to my question. How much parking training did
he parking.
Have? If you're going to add it in hours, how much training did he have to run the phone?
1/10 of an hour.
10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, but it is so amazingly simple. You click, you get the name, you type it in, and then you park it.
Okay. Let's go to Mark in D.C. Mark, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, how's it going this morning?
I'll be honest with
not
you.
That
it's,
good.
It's not that. It's really just I don't know. There's something about it that's just a little off.
Sticks in his craw and mine as well.
But I'll be fine. I'm gonna be fine. But it is. It's getting so.
Can I cheer you up a little bit?
Yes, go ahead. Please do.
I've been listening to you since I was in high school. That's about 25 years. You are the highlight of my day. I wanted to let you know I met you because I'm in the Marine Band, the President's Own.
Oh. Yay!
And I met you when you narrated the Dream Hour concert with
the
Colonel
Dream
Taylor.
Hour.
He was my boss for about 10 years.
Colonel.
And I remember you came out on stage right before our concert, and Carla came out on stage. She was pregnant with little Michael.
Oh, my God, that's right.
And you said to us, we were sitting on stage, and you said to us, this is my wife. I did not rent her.
Wow. That's, that's constant shtick with me. Man, I forgot that's long enough ago where Carla was pregnant with Michael. My God, that was a long time ago.
A long time.
That's a happier time.
You know, 3 years isn't... Michael will be featured prominently in the show today because we did Hell Day, which I call Wednesday, when we take little Michael to the ice skating rink and force feed him out there. They might have figured out a solution for him today. But I had a great time. You know, what an incredible group of wonderful people in the Marine Band. Are you still in the band?
I am, yes. Yes, I am.
Oh, that's
nice.
What instrument?
I play the tuba.
Nice. Ah, very close to the, did I have it right? The euphonium? Is that Michael Colburn's instrument?
The horn.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Hey, thank you very much, Mark. We appreciate the call. Thank you. And
buy a bonus package.
That's it. Buy a bonus package today. All right. So, listen, I screwed up the pre-promote for the phones today. It's one of those wide open Wednesdays where, you know, look, it's just not the way we do it, right? I mean, it's not like I'm going to have calls for the entire show.
Right.
Okay. I have to accept that fact. That is the reality that people digest this program 3, 4, 5 days late. So really, all the talk about Dan O'Brien, it just doesn't really matter.
I'll say this. The idea of having a phone screener is not a bad idea.
No.
So that should work regardless. A soft launch would be something that anybody would do in the long run. But since we are fleet of foot, Mike, we just jump right in. Sometimes not perfect.
I would love to have Wide Open Wednesday be all calls all the time. But
an entire show of calls?
Let me hold on. I've got to go.
It'd be a lot of Ledkoff.
Nev Ledkoff?
Whatever his name is.
Nev Ledkoff, yes. Yeah, I was
had it right.
Yeah.
See, you always always right.
I was just telling you you were right. I was I was working through it.
You know, a little less energy with the countering Oscar.
Yeah, man. I'm smarter than you.
That's right.
I'm usually right.
That's right.
I can't speak English as well as you can.
Oh, I believe you can.
No.
Okay, all right.
Are you going to talk more about breasts on Facebook now, Mike?
All right, here we go. hi, everybody. It's Mike again. Wide Open Wednesday. Just a reminder that, you know, I'm here again. I didn't want to be, okay? And they're laughing at me in the background.
No, we're not. We're laughing with you.
920-6673. Call now. Thank you. Bye. All right, there we go. I just, ending live video.
That was an honest,
yeah,
real request for calls.
That's, you know, I got one out of it. That's all I know. Hello, Mark from Richmond. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Morning, Mike. Love the show.
Thank you.
Mark, what are you doing today?
Working from home.
Nice.
All right, what can we do for you, Mark?
Hey, back on Halloween a few years ago, you guys did an episode where you went through Rob's jukebox and you commented on every song in it, and I thought that was one of the best shows you've done. I wondered if you'd consider doing that again.
Rob, refresh my memory about that. Did we nitpick your jukebox?
I believe I can think of two episodes. One Halloween show, we went through all the top Halloween records, but I do believe there was a show where I brought in a playlist of all the songs in my jukebox, and you
so you don't remember
them.
The show either?
No, I don't remember it particularly. No,
how long ago was it, sir?
Probably 4 or 5 years ago. I remember it was on a Halloween, and Mike, you would talk up a lot of the records. You'd give it a ding if you liked it. You'd buzz it if you didn't like it. And Rob got on a hot streak for a few.
Now,
and then
I'm not
several.
Sure. I think I know what you're talking about, but I'm not sure it was specifically Rob's jukebox. That I think we may have named it Rob's Jukebox, but didn't we just do a music show? And we haven't done a music show.
We haven't done a music
in a long
show
in
some time.
Forever.
You know what? I don't know whether it was partaking, you know, where we're taking the songs directly out of Rob's Jukebox, but I will tell you, I would love to do another talk up music show. And so look for that in the next week or so. I'd love to do that.
Spectacular, Mike.
All right, Mark, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Well done.
Thanks. I'll buy a bonus show today.
That a boy.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
How about
that's
a package?
A great idea. That's a great idea. We haven't done that in a
show
in a long time.
Thanks for the $1.99.
Sam in Winchester, Virginia.
It.
Hello, Sam.
Bye now.
Hi, how's it going? Hey, did Oscar just say he's always right?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Let me counter that with,
Shirt, you just take that attitude and put it in your pocket because Oscar is always right.
Sam, what Rob just said is call back every Wednesday.
That's awesome. I love that. Well, that's enough for me. Thank you very much. It's Wide Open Wednesday. It's been a morning. I will tell you about, you know, Wednesdays now. There's the joy of taking phone calls, and then there's the hell of getting my son to do something that I think I'm being a good parent. I think I'm ultimately doing the right thing. But he's not quitting.
At any point, Mike.
I'm not quitting. That's
who says they want to quit?
He hates it.
Absolutely hates it.
Well, no, it doesn't. 3-year-olds, you can't tell whether they hate anything or not. But he doesn't want to do it. That's the way it rolls with him. I will get into the details.
Do you ever scream to him, get out there and take your medicine?
Well, there might have been a variant on that today.
Oh, no, I see. I was only kidding.
I can't wait.
But chocolate Easter eggs may have worked today.
Oh.
Yes, it's just like an Australian shepherd. Bribe him with food. That's it. Now we can start the show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's December the 1st, and I'm starting to hurt, because I can't get a date for New Year's.
20 years later, the neatest sound of the 50s from the neatest guys of the 50s come back to life in a spectacular new album.
Who made the egg salad sandwiches?
50 of the neatest hits from 5 of the neatest guys. Yes, it's the 5 neat guys' neatest hits. Remember, let's have a party in my rec room.
Let's have a party in my rec room.
And on the same album,
I won't date just any girl around, 'cause Patsy has the largest breasts in town.
Yes, Patsy has the largest breasts in town. You'll also hear, should I kiss her goodnight? My mom framed my high school diploma. Slow dance anyone, and she does it.
Does it, she does it. The whole town says she does it.
You'll also hear my dad's car, let's have a party in my rec room, who put the pennies in my loafers, and I'm the goof in the classroom.
I'm the goof in the classroom.
Oh, God.
And I don't mind if kids pick on me.
Yes, 50 of the world's neatest songs from 5 of the world's neatest guys. It's K-Tel's 5 Neat Guys' Neatest Hits.
5 thugs pulled my tie from my collar, so don't step on my clip-on tie.
It's 5 Neat Guys' Neatest Hits.
Just step around that clip-on tie.
Record 895, tape cassette 1595.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Forget about it. Anyway, our show today brought to you by Texture. It seems like now we need magazines more than ever. I was just enjoying a... here's what's great about Texture. You go to Texture, you might pick up a magazine that is online that you have not read in a very long time. In my case, it was GQ.
Okay.
They got this article about this 80-year-old runway model, this Asian guy that is absolutely ageless, and they talk about how incredibly in shape he is. And being the fact that I am staring seniordom square in the face, I love these articles. They fascinate me, so I dive right in.
Cool.
That's Texture. Texture has hundreds of titles that you can access with your pad, your iPad, or your tablet, or your iPhone. Just dive right in. It's the app that gives you unlimited access to magazines, and I am addicted. Carla has just jumped on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
You get to share it with her for the same low price.
Sure.
And it's only $9.99 a month. But if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Texture was one of Apple's 2016 top iPad apps. So start your free trial right now. I want you to go to Texture right now. They are offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to Texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. Texture.com/TMOS. And we love it, and you're going to love it as well. So anyway, yeah, just insane today.
What time does your Wednesday start?
He came into the bedroom at 5:55 this morning. I immediately got up, jumped into the shower because I knew that I would be prepping this little program early, and then it would be off to the rink for, I'm only there 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I get him on the ice. I get him started.
You lace his skates, right?
I lace his skates up and get him out there. And he, I was in here with the door shut in the office, and all I hear in the back is, and he, look, I'll put the whole thing together for you, okay? Here's what we were told by a pediatrician. As I've mentioned before, I have a 21-year-old and a 19-year-old, and now I have this 3-year-old. So a lot of this, pardon me, it may be a little bit new to me because I was perhaps focused on other things when my other children were small. I'll go with that. Here it is.
And it was a long time ago, Mike. Things have changed.
You were cutting your teeth and making a living, man. No one can blame you for that.
Getting her done.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Now that I work from home, I'm able to see these things up close and personal. This dovetails into the whole skating thing in the morning. Our feeling is that at this stage of the game, he's getting better every time he gets out there. He's having fun. And my feeling is that at a certain point, this is going to, I don't care whether he plays hockey or he's a good athlete or anything like that. I'm just talking about teaching him this at an early age is something where I think he can build on it, and it'll be something that he takes for the rest of his life.
And you've seen progress, right?
I've seen progress. So that's the reason I'm doing it. Everybody that was good at skating that I knew, and I'm talking about the hockey players that I played mm-hmm. with, the Washington Capitals players, with the alumni that I skated with, they all started at 2 and 3 years old. So that's why I'm doing this. And I also know that a three-year-old, you have to completely direct because they really don't know what they like yet. Mm-hmm. They if anything is problematic, they're going to fuss. So our feeling is, even with the fussing and the whining, we still do it just so he has something that he's consistent with. And I feel as though you guys can jump in, and if you think I'm wrong, I'll accept the criticism, but here's how I feel about it. If I don't continue to do this, if we were, and I'm talking about us, Carla and me, not him, if we were to quit, then that's just going to be the way we're going to roll with all of his childhood. I don't want to be a stage parent. I don't want to be the kind of kid that, the parent that screws their kid up like Marinovich and, trying to make them an elite athlete. But I don't want to be the parent that says, Jimmy didn't like this. Because at one point or another, they're not going to like anything. They're not going to like going to school. They're not going to like it. So you have to be firm. And that's why I've chosen to kind of say, look, we got to tough this out because, let's wait till he's 5 or 6. And then, when he's able to reason a little bit more and he says, hey, I can't stand it. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You are not a stage parent because you're not forcing him to compete or do it for your benefit. You're doing it for noble purposes for him. And also,
I'd like to have something he can identify with. That's really where I'm.
At an age and will be for a few more years where no matter how much he fights it, kids crave structure. That's why there are bedtimes. That's why there are 3 meals a day. That's because they are comfortable when they know what to expect. He now expects Wednesday is going to be hockey, whether or not he likes it or
Hell
not.
Day.
Well, whether Hell or not he likes it or not is sort of beside the point because that's part of his structure now. And he gets out there and he does it.
Let's go to Phil in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Phil, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Phil.
Actually, Mike, what's going to make it even harder? Technology. Because I have my son in sports, and, man, he'd rather be on the iPad or playing the PlayStation than being outside, playing baseball, playing basketball. That's what I have a hard time with.
I agree. It's something that, I think those distractions, as he gets older, they're going to be there. And I never dreamed that I would move to West South Florida, down here at the tip of Florida, and 7 minutes away from my front door would be a full-fledged skating complex where they have a wonderful youth hockey program, and they have a wonderful figure skating program over there, and we'd be doing this. Life comes your way. You never know what's going to happen, so that's where we are
with
the little
guy. But to speak to that, if the kid in any situation has a drive or a passion or even a desire to do it, they will put down the screen because Robert lives on his computer, never puts his phone down, but he is playing basketball every day now because that's his passion. I don't think it's a concern, but I don't think it's the end of sports.
Phil, thanks for the call in Albuquerque. Spread the word for TMOS down there.
Yes,
will you
thank
do that,
you.
My friend?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. I definitely will.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate the call. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Couple things. One, the odds of any child making it into professional sports is less than 1%. It doesn't matter what structure or what age they started. It has a lot to do with genetics and their sheer God-given talent, right?
That's the bottom line.
You can work them to death, but they may not have the skills or the genetics to actually get to that next level. Right. That being said, I don't know when we started caring about these kids' emotions as much. We are supposed to be the parents, and the parents dictate the kid's day, right? He goes to school. He plays sports. I think it's healthy that you're taking Michael at such a young age and putting him in a place where he has this physical activity. And to Phil and Albuquerque's point, I would say that the fact that he's getting these reps in of like getting out there, working out, is going to be a hopefully something that's built into the fabric of his childhood and then adulthood.
Yeah,
I hope so. And you know what? I should point out, too, he's got a single coach that's out there, a lady that works with him. He is
she hitting him?
Like a, he, what's that?
She's not hitting him, is he?
Only when he fails to excel.
She's French-Canadian, so she doesn't sound
Okay, sorry. In my mind, they're all Russian.
You know what? There's this father that's there with his daughter who figure skates, and I don't know whether she's going to be an elite figure skater either, but I just look at it as something that if it's something that he can identify with when he gets older, if it's something by...
How about sheer physical activity?
Physical activity is great, and the fact is, putting him in, I think in this day and age, putting kids and involving them in organized activities is beneficial.
Mike, you got to run them.
Take it from someone, Mike. Take it from someone who comes from a broken home.
I'm sorry.
When you are raised in a fatherless household and all you have to guide you is a television, and remember back then, folks, only three channels. It's not like I had cable to raise me. No, we got HBO eventually, but it was mostly Happy Days
Cool thing about, the cool thing about the three channels, you memorized them.
I did.
Let's go to Chris.
The Truman Show.
Is this another call from Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Yes, it is.
We're rocking the ABQ.
Albuquerque, New Mexico, beautiful part of the world. What can we do for you, Chris?
Hey, well, two things. I wanted to thank you guys, one for reading a couple business cards, one for my wife, Carissa, that you guys gave a shout out to, and a business champion, cryotherapy. I thought that was
yes,
really cool.
I remember that.
And cryotherapy.
Wonderful. We appreciate the support.
Fix
of the
my
show.
Body.
Fix my body.
And the other thing, Mike, I needed some help. I'm putting my golf picks together for fantasy golf.
Oh, FanDuel.
I'm getting my ass kicked.
You know what? I'll tell you, I'd really love to be more helpful, but I watch a PGA Tour event right now, and I would say conservatively, 70% of the field, I got no idea.
That much?
I couldn't pick these guys out of a lineup.
Go Spieth.
Killing me.
Spieth.
Yeah. All right. Well, I picked you up.
Lee Trevino.
You know,
Motorola.
Sometimes the talking when, you know, I thought he was going to say something.
Oh, no, he was looking for some guidance. Okay. He was just
the
looking
guidance,
for some guidance. Who I'm would you bet on FanDuel?
I was talking about this the other day. This falls into baseball, basketball. This falls into a lot of our major sports today. We are, I believe, in a period of time where the number of, we have stars, but the number of mega stars has waned a little bit, right? And especially
in golf, yes, definitely.
In golf, well, no, also basketball and also hockey.
No, you know? if you look at the
I'm talking about the volume. You've got LeBron James, but you don't have Larry Bird,
Dwayne
Kobe.
Wade.
You know, you don't have.
Well, I will say this. I don't think it's fair to say that, Mike, especially in basketball, because basketball is driven by the players and personalities. Now, we may not know them the way we knew them in the past.
That's
but,
what I'm thinking. But you don't think that the number of marquee names in the NBA has diminished from where it was 20 years ago?
Well, I don't think that's the case. They've actually become more popular because of the Steph Currys of the world, of the LeBron James of the world, of the Durants of the world, of the Dwayne Wades of the world. Like, I could keep going. These guys are powerhouses.
Do you think it has to do with the marketing of the league?
It's because we don't buy. It's not for us anymore, right?
Okay.
It's like we're getting older and we're getting out of it. Like, that's for Rob's kids.
Yeah.
It's become more of a video game type of mentality.
Okay. All right.
But with golf.
That's sad. That's
with
sad.
With golf,
let me
Mike.
Let me play this for myself then.
Oh.
Let me just look at Oscar for a second. Oscar, you're right again.
Well, I don't want...
He's too old.
Oscar's always right.
That's why you have me here,
man. I'm not mocking him. I'm agreeing with him.
Mike!
I love
you're
when
right, Oscar.
What
it's
I don't
passed
know,
me by.
What I don't know is golf.
Passed you by!
I didn't give a rat's ass about the NBA 20 years ago either, so that's
but
it.
But golf, I think you may be right there because the
well,
only...
Well, golf had Tiger, and when Tiger dried up, golf dried up, okay?
Mm.
It's not the same.
Jordan Spieth?
Jordan Spieth. You know,
You've heard the name, but would you recognize his face?
I see his shoes at the Under Armour store.
If Jordan Spieth went out and, I'd like some of
these
guys.
You think he's a fraud?
No, I'd like some of these guys to, wear a stupid hat, hit on a waitress, do something where, you get a little marquee name on.
Take a page from the Fuzzy Zeller book.
John Daly.
John Daly.
John Daly was fun. Yeah.
Smoke a joint, get caught doing it. Do something where you get why John Daly was so popular? Because he was in a sport that was just so controlled and so by the book and so rule. People like rebels. And I'm not saying you have to be a bad boy to do
it. Not Tiger.
But you have to. They used to have guys that would do stuff that was
Chi-chi.
Flashy. That was flashy. Payne Stewart wore those weird outfits with the knickers.
Yeah, the knickers and
the cap.
Chi-chi Rodriguez would do the sword routine
with the sword routine. And then you get guys that were just there would be incredible rivalries. And it just it seems to
they
me that
are
it's not
there is a lot of robot android mentality in the sport.
Yeah.
Now.
Do you remember? Yeah, I think it was like 77 or 78 when Jack Nicklaus stabbed Tom Kite.
I guess Rob makes a good point. It's kind of already always been boring. That's
the no, so Tom, getting Kite, back to my Tom kid. Kite had those glasses for a while. He looked like Elton John.
The thing about it is, getting my kid. I'm gonna keep doing it. We're not quitting.
Good.
It's tough. We may have figured out the solution today, which was really similar to what you would do with a dog. You would give him a treat, like training an animal.
Mike,
positive reinforcement.
He's an O'Mara, so food works. Food works as a broad.
The exercise is key, Mike, and I got to tell you that, as a colleague and as a friend and as a godfather, I couldn't be prouder.
Yeah.
That you're getting him out there at such a young age and getting him used to really putting in that effort, whether he wants to or not, because in the long run, it's just going to benefit him.
And even if it's not hockey
in
the long run.
Hold on just a second. I want to jump into a phone call right here. Because if we're talking sports, I think we may have some serious input here.
Good.
From somebody who would know. Ladies and gentlemen, on the line right now, Sam Huff. Sam, good to have you on the show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hi, Sam. How are you? Sam, we're talking about kids and sports and getting them involved early, and I know you're the right man to ask about this.
Well, I used to coach rec sports, Mike, and my buddy Nameberry, he still plays rec sports.
Oh, that's zero. Wow.
That's wonderful, and you're all for it, right, Sam?
Absolutely, Mike. Mike, I actually have a favor for you.
All right.
Oh.
A favor for me?
What kind of favor?
A favor for me or a favor to ask of me?
I'm going to do you a solid, Mike.
Okay, very good, Sam Huff.
As you know, the countdown has begun. It's about 2 months out, right?
2 months out from what?
Scary Doll Movie 2, Mike.
Oh, yes.
Annabelle 2.
Annabelle
2. Okay. Thanks for the heads up, Sam.
Line for you, Mike. Me and Nameberry going to camp out. We're going to get you tickets.
Thank you. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. All right, we got to take a break.
Great number 70, Mike.
There you go. That's a safe call right there. Appreciate that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you sick and tired of the same old dating scene? Dan O'Brien here to tell you we have the innovative app to help you find your true love. We call it TMOS Harmony, and we'll guarantee you'll find love with it. Pony matched with his sugar glider, Mac matched with himself, I matched with my tight shirt, and you can match with the TMOS bonus package. Who wants to swipe or click their way into love when all you have to do is listen to the TMOS bonus show?
That's
right. TMOS bonus package. If it could help us pathetic interns find love, you'll be certain to find something you just can't ignore. This will
be. There you go. Very nice.
www.mikeomarashow.com. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's delightful. Welcome back to the show. Thank you, Dan O'Brien. Rob, I forgot to credit the individual that did that fantastic KTEL record piece at the beginning. Is that same gentleman that's been sending
no,
stuff?
No, that is SCTV, the five neat guys. And I ran into it by accident on my iPhone.
Thought that was one of our listeners.
And it slayed me. Five neat
That's
guys.
Awesome. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Movement. If you want to look your best when you leave the house, you need a watch, something sharp, something stylish,
Look at our spokesmodel, Mr. Rob Spiewak, who is modeling his movement watch on his wrist right now. It was founded on the belief that style should not break the bank. True story. The company was started by two college kids that could not afford stylish watches, so they started the world's fastest-growing watch company. That's right. Fastest-growing MVMT movement watches. We love ours. At a department store, this type of watch would set you back $400 to $500, but their watches start at just $95. What causes this? I will tell you, Movement figured out that you sell one-on-one online.
Yes.
And you take out the middleman, and that's how it rocks. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to Movement Watches, MVMTwatches.com/TMOS. I love the watches. They're clean design. I've been getting compliments on mine.
Always
Rob's
do.
Getting compliments on his. Now is the time to step up your watch game. Go to MovementWatches.com/TMOS to join the movement. We are on Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show, and let's get right back to the phones. Hello, let's talk to Gordon from West Virginia. Go ahead, Gordon.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning, Gordon. Hi. How are you?
How's it going out there?
Rob and I were both doing the same exact thing there, so let me, what we were trying to do was, hey, Gordon, we were mocking your voice. Simultaneously, together, you can eat. Go ahead, Gordon, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to call and say thank you for bringing the funny. I'm currently looking for a job, and you guys, listening to you guys each day is kind of breaks up the monotony of sitting around the house.
That's nice.
Sorry to hear that.
Are you holding out for a management position?
Yeah, what are you looking for, Gordon? Maybe we can get you a job online.
At this point, I even applied for a bus driver job with the school district.
Now hold on. So
that's
the bus driver,
a great job.
The bus driver job didn't come through for
you.
Are they
not hiring?
Not yet.
Do you have a checkered past on your driving license?
No, actually, I don't.
Oh.
Well, Gordon, let me ask you.
Let's
see
help
if
you
we
out
can
here.
Get you. What line of work would be? What would be your dream job? What is your field?
Oh, I'm into high tech. I do middle tier administration.
Whoa.
Yeah,
this guy should have a job.
Yes.
This is what we're, and by the way, let me add this. This man is overqualified for the bus driver job, but he wants to work so bad. This is what we're talking about in America. We need more of this.
Yeah.
How? Let's get your vitals. How old are you, Gordon?
Oh, God, you would ask that.
Okay, so that's probably what it is. Are you older?
I'm 61.
That's 61. Not old.
Screw
hey,
that.
More
that's
like
not old
60
anymore.
Wonderful.
That's not a, now. See, don't. I mean, we're
Rob,
you
we're
know,
trying to help
on.
Him yeah. out here.
What I'm giving him, but
it doesn't click with you.
Yes.
It doesn't click.
The
giving
man,
him some positive
no.
energy. This
no,
man is
you were
a sad guy.
You were,
no,
you were mocking him.
You see, you don't
60,
know how
more like 60 wonderful was being shtick.
No, it wasn't. It was
Rob
helping
will take
this
it
guy
from
out.
Here. Rob will take it from here. Go
and,
ahead.
And what is what was your last job, sir?
Middle tier administration for NIH.
Okay, the National Institute of Health. And why did that job end?
And the contract ended.
The contract ended, but you were okay, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a do you have many good references to back up what you've done in the past?
Oh yeah.
How long have you been looking, sir?
I got laid off the 1st of October last year.
Okay. Oof.
Man,
so,
welcome to
so
you know Monday morning in America.
Left.
I mean, this really sucks. I think I you know Gordon, you sound like a good guy. 61 is not, you know, what it used to be. But
white?
I would imagine. Do you get ageism out there? Do you feel like you're getting ageist, you know, react? I mean, that's tough. I'm looking
exactly
that square
it.
In the eye. It sucks.
Have you thought of lying to circumvent this about your age? So you just get in the door and like, you know what, Gordon, you seem like a great guy. I can't believe I even thought twice about this. Let's move on. Let's do this.
That's the way I feel, but.
Yeah, I'll say this. Someone hire this man. The budget's coming back around. The purse strings are going to be open, especially for what you're doing, Gordon.
Yeah.
You hold tight.
If anybody, hey, send it. Listen, Gordon, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get your information. And if somebody calls in and has anything for you in West Virginia,
good idea.
We'll pass it along to you.
Yeah.
All right, my friend?
Great.
Thanks, man.
All right, we'll put you on. Okay. All right. Did I put him on hold? How do I put him on hold?
Just hit hold. You can put a hold ready as well, Mike, and we'll pick him up.
Oh, hold ready. There we go.
There we go. Oh, yeah. Big
right.
win.
I hope something happens.
The lines
him.
Are locked,
sounds,
Mike.
Sounds like he's very, very frustrated. Kevin from Corpus Christi, Texas. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing well. What can we do for you?
Hey, I got an agenda, I guess. Why don't you guys like the Big Bang Theory? I haven't understood why you don't like the Big Bang Theory.
You know, just the other night, it was on in the background, and I turned to the TV, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know whether I've given it any kind of shake at all. I don't think I've ever watched that show. I bitch about it because I just, it's the loud laugh track. I don't think the lines are particularly funny that I've heard, and but I never gave it a fair shake.
I've watched a couple episodes. I think it is sort of an old school sitcom that doesn't work as well in this age of like Modern Family, where it moves a little faster and a little less predictable. And the characterizations are very, very broad, and it's old fashioned. And for me to not like something because it's old fashioned, that's weird. I just think it's old school.
Kevin,
go ahead.
I want to add that I think this is the American Idol issue and syndrome that I had with American Idol. American Idol was so popular and everybody was yelling at me about it that it took me forever even just to peek in. By the time I peeked in, I was expecting so much that it just couldn't hold up. And with the Big Bang Theory, years ago when it broke, everyone was yelling at me. And I'm talking about, why aren't you watching this? And then I'd see the ratings and I would see, everybody's watching this except for me, just like American Idol. And then when I would watch, I said, this must be going to blow my socks off. And nothing happened. And I sat there and I said, well, this may be just not for me. So that has a lot to do with it, that I haven't given a fair shake like Mike has, but I also expected so much more because everyone said it was so good.
And
I also
what do you care? They're making $140 million a year. Goodbye. Thank you very much. Let's take another call. Hello, Mark from San Francisco, California. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm actually calling you from a Google bus.
Nice.
Hey.
Google.
Very cool. Very cool. What can we do for you, sir?
I would actually like to speak to Dr. Santana, please.
Oh, I'm in session. Hello.
Yes, Dr. Santana, I just want to tell you that...
That's just too much time.
Oh, my God!
Sorry about that.
I want a refund. How will
Dr. Santana...
Hold on, we have royalty on the line. Oh. Taking calls, boys. Taking calls.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, Dirk?
Hey, Oscar.
Hey, Dirk.
Happy birthday tomorrow. Oh. Last year of your douchebag 30s, what are you planning to do with it?
Well, I'm planning to do as much douchebaggery as possible, my friend.
Is your birthday today?
It's tomorrow, Mike, but we don't celebrate birthdays on the show anymore. We're good.
Did you know it was his birthday tomorrow?
Yeah, I did. I was going to get him a card, but that's it.
Yes.
All right.
That's it.
Are we firm in that? That we're
I'm
not
firm.
Buying gifts?
Firm, baby. Okay. We're good. You didn't even hear me mentioning it. Dirk, I expect a gift card from you, though.
Thanks. Dirk is extremely thoughtful. He's more knowledgeable about birthdays on the show. I might compose a poem.
I'll take a poem.
I do love that.
Something flattering, please.
I might write an Oscar poem, Dirk. I might do that for you. Go ahead, Dirk. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, I think there's also an anniversary coming up, if I have my dates right, this Sunday. Isn't it 25 years that Mike, you and Rob have been working together?
Well, I've got some bad news, Dirk. We're really not going to make it to that anniversary. I'm terribly sorry. I really didn't want to spotlight that, but unfortunately, that's the way things go in this business.
That is the way the ice cube crumbles.
Is that Rob? Were you aware of that?
It would be 25 years on April 3rd, I think. April 2nd or April 3rd, yeah.
How do you know these things, Dirk?
Hey, I've got a smartphone. It helps me out.
Okay.
Yeah, but they weren't around 25 years ago, Dirk. That's what's scary.
I listen hard. What can I tell you?
There you go. Attaboy. Dirk, thank you very much for the call. Carla says hi.
Oh, boy.
See you, Nola, boys. Bye-bye.
Carla actually said, call me later. That's what she said.
She did the little gesture to her head like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell Dirk to call me.
Dan Scarborough, Maine. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you all today?
I've never been better. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I have a question about New Orleans.
Chess.
I have my tickets, mm-hmm. and I'm ready to go, and I need to book my room and my flight. But when it was the last one, you guys forgot to get your significant other's tickets, so I gave up my tickets to do that. Mm. So do I need to give them up this time, too?
Mm.
Nah, don't overthink it.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
I mean, the fact is,
we've taken care of that.
Yeah, we've got 500 of your friends
we've
that are going to be in the House of Blues, and it's going to be fine. And we actually had a discussion about that. Tough to do these things when you're 7 months out and you've already, you're knocking on the door of selling out the show. But we're going to be together and we won't be scrambling. That was a much smaller venue in Washington, D.C., so I think we're okay. Yeah, Rob?
In an effort to make sure that the listener has a good time and that we all have a good time, Carrie won't even be coming, so don't worry about it.
Mm.
Well, I just want to make sure, because you say don't worry about it. I want to make sure that your loved ones, the people that you really like.
How about you worry about yourself, man?
Yeah, you worry about yourself.
How about you take care of yourself? How about you buy a bonus package?
Yeah.
How about you stop talking and start buying?
Yeah, the bonus package could be your loved one.
Just understand, loved ones on the Mike O'Meara Show, not a priority. All right, thank you. Let's take one more call before the break here. Hello, Kevin from Corpus Christi. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, hi. I was the one who was talking about the Big Bang Theory.
Yes. Sorry about that. I'm sorry we got you caught up. Let's take a break, Rob.
Yeah, I think it's about time.
I need to take an Advil. We'll do that. We'll come back with your phone calls if they're coming in. Kind of a late start today, but we took them. 888-920-6673. We'll be back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This week's O'MeraCast is jam-packed. We explore the love-hate relationships on TMOS. Adam Ferrara stops by the bonus show. There may be a new edition on Cake and Cookies. And what's Rofo thinking? Sykes! Marcus Serta breaks down all the highlights from the past week with his special guest, George Hanna.
The kid has class, taste, finesse.
Download and listen today on iTunes or at MikeOMeraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I'm back to my bitches, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I thought you were boycotting them.
Yeah.
Well, I boycotted it because for a while, when I watched the beginning of the season, the ladies were basically spending money and flaunting it to their, and they weren't fighting. And then I looked in two episodes ago, and there was a massive cat fight about drug use.
Oh.
And I said, man, this is sweet. And now I'm here to tell you there are tears, there are cat fights, they're in exotic locations where they're behaving like total a-holes, and I am all in on the Real Housewives.
They are giving you what you wanted. Now, are the cat fights better when they travel?
The cat fights are better when they travel, especially where they traveled recently.
Where have they, Mike? Do you
Hong Kong.
Hey, Hong Kong!
Oh, that's expensive as it is.
Yeah, and they fly first class, and they've got the cameras on them, but then they have that turbo jet lag, and so they completely melt down, and it really, really is something to watch. It's something to behold when they break down. So I'm all in on them. Lisa Rinna.
Yes.
Who is the perky, large-lipped, collagen-injected nymphette who
is
one of the...
Is she still the Mrs. Harry Hamlin? Are they still together?
She is. He is conspicuously absent on the show. You see him periodically, but usually it's on previously on The Real Housewives.
Well, I'm sure he's very busy with his acting career.
Well, I don't know what he's up to, but she is very problematic. I'm going to tell you this, though. And we discussed this a long time ago, that all reality television is staged.
Yeah.
And they're getting worse at doing that. For example, there's a scene where the gay party planner for Lisa Vanderpump is in the backyard.
And don't you think that name, if it's real, should be changed?
You wonder what's real, right?
Well, real enough to have a spinoff show, Vanderpump Rules.
And by the way, are they a set of rules, or does it say that she rules? Like she's
rules.
Also, Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. Okay.
Vanderpump Rules. The thing is, this is where they kind of, I think maybe they get a little sloppy when they're doing the editing, because they've got the gay party planner, and in the backyard, she's got all these animals because she's an animal rights activist and an animal lover. She's got these little toy ponies that are back there, these tiny little ponies and she's got, they hire somebody to do everything. We have a tiny little pony. They have a guy that's wrangling these ponies
there.
And the gay party planner looks down and says, oh, he is great. And he's just going crazy because he thinks the guy's gorgeous.
Right.
And Lisa Vanderpump says, I don't think he's gay. And so they do this for about 10 minutes, and then he comes up with the ponies that they look fantastic. Everything's fine. This is my party planner. And he immediately says, are you gay? And Lisa Vanderpump, but before he says that, Lisa Vanderpump says to the gay party planner, isn't there something you'd like to ask him? And he says, yes, are you gay? And then Lisa Vanderpump says, oh, what are you? You should not say that type of thing. Well, she asked him to say it because that was the scene that they were shooting for controversy and for all that. So, we're just getting played.
Could they be in for a lack of footage or something? Maybe that the fight in Hong Kong should have gone longer?
Yeah, well, Erica Jane, you know, had a man cry.
I gotta look
she was
in,
out there in
man.
Hong Kong. And,
you this know, is fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. I'm back into it. And
I'll watch that.
Yeah, Carrie captures it on the DVR, but normally watches it when I'm not around.
Ah.
And what happens is I'll turn on the TV and it'll say, you have 17 unwatched episodes of Vanderpump Rules. And I'm like, what? Right. Because they
hey, I got a local call, guys. I got a guy from Fort Myers. I've seen this guy. I've seen this guy out and about. Bill Davis, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Bill.
Morning, Mike. Morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you today?
I'm just calling to show Rob that not everybody down here in Fort Myers is 110.
Okay. All right. That's true. You know, you're a hardworking guy out there slaying the dragon. And would you, Bill, would I be accurate saying they are beginning to head north? Those the blue hairs are starting to head north a little bit?
Just a few more days, we'll get the road back. The road
yeah, will be ours. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the call, Bill. We appreciate that. This is Wide Open Wednesday. Let's go to Rob in Oxford, Iowa. Is that Oxford, Iowa?
Yes, sir, that it is.
How you doing, Rob? What can we do for you?
Not too bad. Hey, I want to say thank you for the reading of the letter last week. It's appreciated. And your thoughts for my wife are appreciated as well.
Well, I please remind me because we get a lot of letters here. What's your situation? What's that?
The lady that had the stroke.
Oh yes.
How is she doing, Rob?
She's doing pretty well. I confused Rob a little bit, and I'm sorry for that. She's not back to work, but she's back to playing her instruments. She's a music teacher.
Oh, okay.
So she's doing just getting herself back. But she's doing very, very well. Trust me.
I would think that.
I'm so happy to see my wife growl at me.
I would think that playing instruments is actually wonderful, not only physical therapy, but mental therapy for her.
That's what it is. It's really good. They said it was the right side of her brain that was affected, so that's affecting her left hand. And she's left-handed, so that's.
Well, good luck with her. We hope she does very well. And I'm here to tell you, Rob, I'm not back. I'm really not back yet. I'm hoping to be back, but I'm really not back.
70%, Mike?
I'm 70% now, Rob. God bless you. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, so it's they're leaving. They're heading out. They're heading north. Which
what
is,
are
they,
how do you gauge
feeling.
It? How do you is
car
there,
carriers?
Oh, is that it? Really?
Yeah.
Nice
yeah,
visual.
Oh, this is look. Somebody said to me, wrote me a letter about the entitled class because he went on a cruise with these people. And I've been down here long enough now where I think I'm not a newbie anymore, and I can say this with authority. Look. You can talk about the people that have worked their whole lives. They're in a retirement situation. That's all well and good. But I will also tell you that because of that, and I want to say this gently because I know there are a lot of people that work their asses off that deserve to be down here. But there is a level of, we talk about teenagers or the millennials with mm-hmm. a sense of entitlement. Well, it can go on the other end, too. And I think a lot of people, when they've worked real hard and they've saved up their pennies and they're down here and they're in their retirement, they kind of are, they can be a tad difficult. And you get it when you talk to the people that work here full time. You get a sense of that. And, you know, now that I've been down here 3 years, I understand where people are coming from when they say getting our roads back, because it's just... it's a pack mentality, and so
sort of a vacation mentality, because they've worked their entire life to come, you know, to South Florida, West South Florida, and they're mm-hmm. they expect to be treated like they're on a cruise ship, but it's a real functioning town, and you don't get that treatment. Yeah.
So when we have that moment right around now, when they start the slow departure. More and more people are staying down here as each year goes by.
But they're staying underground, aren't they?
It's strange. I can't explain the economy down here. They're paving the whole state. I mean, they're mm-hmm. and I think it's all people. Listen, when you go and you look around, the people that are buying up the real estate down here, that are buying homes down here, are people that are retirees. That's the way they're rolling. So, I mean, it's interesting to watch. But
it's cyclical, and it's, you know what? You made it through the season with minimum damage, and they're leaving.
Just like the bumper sticker, welcome to Florida, you can go now. That's exactly what it is. Let's go to Brian in Ocean City, Maryland. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Dr. Mike.
How's it going, sir? What can we do for you?
Is this the Mike O'Mara health line? Because I got a question.
I'm here to help you. We have psychologists and we have medical doctors on staff at all times. Go ahead, sir.
I am 10 weeks out of my second hip replacement. How did you know at 6 weeks you had an infection?
I felt like I'd been hit by a bus. I felt like I could not move around that well. And I felt, by the way, we've got strokes and hip replacements. So this is really turning into quite the geriatric Mike O'Mara show today. And the 61-year-old who I think I'm seeing the writing on the wall. I think it's getting real clear. Carla, get some more resumes out to Walmart.
What do you think of NBA, sir?
Yes. Hate it. Hate it. Good luck with your hip surgery, sir, but unfortunately, it's circuit overload for me today to take old people with health problem calls. Hello, let's go to Stacy in Arizona. Go ahead, Stacy. Stacy, how old are you?
I'm 45.
Yes!
45. Nice. A baby. Woo! A baby based on today's phone callers. What can we do for you, Stacy?
I'm calling from Lake Havasu.
Ooh.
Walker's favorite spring break
topless
in
the world. T-O-P-L-E-S-S.
Is that the lake where Tommy Lee?
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay.
That would be Lake Mead.
Okay.
When do the boobs come out?
I wanted to tell you guys, I'm taking the TMOS show abroad in April. We are going to see our daughter in Italy for a month.
Oh, how old's your daughter?
She's my husband's daughter. She's in her lower 30s.
Oh,
married to an Air Force guy, so they've been stationed over there for 3 years.
Happily?
Happily stationed over there?
Yeah, happily married.
No, I think he was talking about happily married.
Yeah, absolutely. They are totally in love.
What portion of Italy are they stationed in?
They are in northern Italy.
Ah.
The base of the Swiss Alps.
That's wonderful. And you're going to spread the word for TMOS in the great state, great country of Italy?
Yeah, well, we're going to Italy and Hungary and Poland. We're going all over.
That's quite the trip. That's awesome.
Country.
That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So,
well, Oscar is planning on moving to Arizona at some point.
Yes.
So yes. Yeah,
that should be.
Probably tonight. Be
do you have a pontoon boat I can sleep on?
Actually, yes.
You do? Mike, they have these luxury pontoon boats out there.
With blenders built in.
Yes, and, yeah. and a balcony, which is, it's like Mardi Gras every spring break. It's phenomenal.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I someday would like to see Lake Havasu. I, for some reason, have always thought that Lake Havasu was the lake where, you know, all the hanky-panky happened.
Mike, I think it did happen there. They just don't like to claim it.
You think it really,
yeah, it's on that corridor.
Fake news. Fake news.
No, I'm serious.
Have you ever been to Lake Havasu?
I have not, though enough people that have gone to that lake, tell me not to swim in it, that because of the spring break. It really taints the entire year, let me tell you.
People spawn in there.
Yes.
Oh, God. Well, you know, it's not like a hot tub, so I would say just on simple volume, you would have more water available.
And yeah, I suppose, but Mike, there's a lot of kids.
And common practice for those that live in Phoenix during the summers, they go to the lake, right? Because that's where you go to cool off.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of water in Phoenix.
I never thought there would be as many jet skis in the sheer valley, but because I always wondered where would you go, right?
So
but,
it's a standard spring break destination, Lake Havasu.
All over the country, yes.
Oh, okay. Because you got the Florida area.
Yeah.
Daytona, you know, kind of like Fort Lauderdale, South Beach, but not
South Padre Island.
South Padre Island, Texas.
Yes.
That's it.
I've been there. I've done that spring break.
Oh, really? Havasu, though. You know, that's interesting.
Havasu, the fittest spring break I've ever seen on a Girls Gone Wild tape.
Really?
There you go. That's it. Way to kick it in there.
Huh. When you're in college, they come in the mail.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
sometimes twice.
No, stop.
Yeah, the whole spawning thing, I think we're overstating that.
No,
a
but
bit,
also,
you know?
Also.
They go back to their motels, don't they? Come on.
Spring break overall in Arizona happens simply because of the weather, right? Just like in Florida. I imagine, Mike, when you're at...
I'm just trying to get the whole image of laying eggs out in
to wash this beach towel.
That is so disgusting. I'm going to
barely bends.
Nasty. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. Rob, it's break time. Hi. All right, here we go. We're going to take a break, and we will come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, music from Paul McCartney and Elvis Costello singing together. You've never heard this before. Also, we play another edition of the Origins game, and Gary is as petty as always.
Oh, I don't think that's fair.
But it's
true.
Do I win? I'm not going to tell them that. Also, Rob's balls have dropped. Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. We would love you to get involved with Amazon. The next time you visit Amazon, make sure you do it through our website or our app. For you, nothing to it. For us, it's huge, because when you access Amazon through us, everything is the same, but we get a small percentage of whatever you spend there. Remember, it costs you nothing, but it means everything to us. So if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, and you know you will, please access it via TMOS. Use the app, use the website, or bookmark. MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go buy all the stuff you want to buy and get her done. You have some big-time Amazoning to do, and we would appreciate that. So take advantage of Amazon and their great prices, and it helps the show enormously if you go through the Mike O'Mara Show
website. I would like to personally thank the gentleman who seemed to buy what seemed, and mind you, we get less than a percentage of this, right?
Right.
But it looked like he purchased at least 52 office chairs for whatever business that he works with.
Wow.
That makes a difference. Yes. Everybody that does something like that on Amazon helps us out, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you. And now get a hip
or news. News. News.
Dave Chappelle's return to stand-up comedy in his new Netflix specials. We've been talking about it a lot.
Yeah.
It's been getting a ton of attention. But if you found yourself kind of disappointed in them, well, you aren't alone. A writer in GQ just posted a column about Chappelle's return and how he was disappointed that he didn't get the cutting-edge commentary about race and society that we know Chappelle for, and he didn't get what he was looking for, or like the Chappelle Show delivered more than a decade ago. And in a way, that might be the inescapable problem with Chappelle's return. The expectations are so high that they're impossible to meet. Mm-hmm. Everyone was counting on mind-altering, brilliant social commentary, the kind that would put the insanity of 2017 into a new perspective, and while there were flashes of that genius, there was also quite a bit of Chappelle going after softer or frankly out of touch or tired topics like transgender people, Bill Cosby, and political correctness. Now, I have not seen the Netflix shows. I haven't seen it. You've seen
this both. This guy's completely wrong, and he has an agenda. 100%.
Really?
Because
okay.
I watched both those specials, and I sat there and I said, well, there's no other comedian in America that would ever go after these topics in this manner. Like that, it
so
was.
So it's still Chappelle, is what
it's
you're
still
saying.
Chappelle. People would, yeah. If you're making $60 million per, so 20 per special, right? It was right. His deal. What does he have to lose? That's a guaranteed buy, right? So why would he hold back? And the shtick he did about Bill Cosby, I mean, no one else has really done that to that level.
It's a good point. That's a good point. I can't wait. I'm going to check those specials out and see what they're all about. But yeah, I mean, you never know with a critic what's going on.
No, but I get, Mike, I get what he's saying, but the jokes don't always have to be, and maybe what an individual thinks is shocking and is taboo, that's to the audience, right? It's to the person that's watching
that. I can only base
that.
My Chappelle on, and I caught a lot of crap because a lot of people are passionate about Chappelle. And when I dissed him when he was on Saturday Night Live because I didn't think it was all that, I caught a lot of crap about that. There are a lot of people that are passionate about Chappelle. You know, I might be in the camp, though, when you're talking about those dollars. And, yeah, there are not a lot of great comedians working today. I would have loved to be at that Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle show.
Yeah.
Just to see those two guys riff.
Yeah.
But, you know, critics will say that. The site purpleclover.com recently put out a list of 12 of the scariest villainesses of all time, and it includes characters from both movie and TV. I narrowed it down to the top five.
Okay.
Number five, Margaret Hamilton's Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz.
When we were all kids, they probably scared us to death, right?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I was terrified by that character. Mm-hmm. Horrible. Number four, Nancy Marchand's character, Liv Soprano from The Sopranos. Oh, poor you. Boy, that's pretty good.
She was their scariest when they made her out of CGI.
number three, and now here we get back to it once again. She's enjoying a renaissance. Bette Davis, the character of Baby Jane Hudson from Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. You know, Rob suggested it. If you're going to watch that show Feud, watch the original
movie.
Having
a feud party with Shannon tonight. We're going to watch.
Oh, you're going to have a blast.
A few episodes.
I hope you like it. I don't think you need to know the history.
I'll have questions.
To enjoy it.
They do a good story of the backstory within the show. I mean, you can watch it cold and you'll do fine.
You watch it cold. It's just Hollywood nastiness and the way it used to be behind the scenes. Number two, this one I remember, Louise Fletcher's character, Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know, for a lot of people listening to us right now, you may not have seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. If you want to see one of the great evil women of all time and working off of Jack Nicholson, watch that movie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It's absolutely
brilliant.
Does it
seem like the movie seems to have fallen to the wayside? You don't see it around. You don't hear about
it. Academy Award winner, right?
Huge,
I mean, it won some Academy Awards.
Absolutely.
And let me see. Number one, Glenn Close's character. I love it when they give the character that nobody. Alex Forrest from Fatal Attraction. I won't be ignored, Dan.
How's your rabbit?
That's pretty cool. I love that. So check him out. There's talk that NBC is interested in reviving American Idol, which seems a little ridiculous since it finished a 15-year run just 10 months ago.
Yeah.
And there's also the fact that they already have The Voice. But now the situation is even more inexplicable because NBC is reportedly in a bidding war with another network for Idol. And that network is Fox.
Whoa!
Yes, it's true. Yes, the same network that just canceled it. It's kind of weird.
Oh, my God.
TMZ claims both NBC and Fox want to have Ryan Seacrest back as host, and that NBC would plug Idol so they could give The Voice a rest by airing it just once a year. Supposedly, Fox never gave up on the show. It just became too expensive to produce the way it was set up. If they got the show back, it would be done cheaper. Hey, that's good news.
Of course, of course.
It would be done cheaper with a whole new panel of cheap judges.
Someone at Fox realized if NBC gets Idol, they own the space.
They own the entire format.
Bottom line.
And what NBC has thought is that, you know what? We're not buying a new audience. We're buying off an old audience.
Yes.
They're just getting rid of... And as a placeholder, it's brilliant because it's like having two versions
off-season
of The Voice at the same time.
And if they bring it back in a new form, I might take a peek.
Sure.
I'm curious. So would most of America. Crayola just announced that they're going to get rid of one of the colors from their box of 24 crayons, the original 24. They've never done this before. They've never eliminated one of the 24 core colors before because it's 2017. They'll be live streaming their decision this coming Friday morning.
Kind of want to see this.
I can't wait. The excitement is killing me. What are the 24 colors, you may ask?
Please.
Okay, I'll answer. They are red, yellow, blue, brown, orange, green, violet, black, carnation, pink, yellow, orange, blue, green, red, violet, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, white, violet, red, dandelion, violet, red, dandelion, cerulean, apricot, scarlet, green, yellow, indigo, and gray. Those are the original 24.
Oh, I know what color they're getting rid of.
Which one?
It's obvious. Blue.
Blue.
One of the primaries.
Yeah.
Why not?
Who uses blue?
Red might have been funnier, but blue will work. It's hard to speculate which one will go, but it probably won't be a super basic color like blue or yellow. It will probably be one that's fairly redundant, like do we need yellow, green, and green, yellow, or red, violet, and violet,
red?
So we'll have to see. Oh, I can't wait.
I wonder, and then they'll have to bring in a new one. I can't wait.
So scary.
This is great news from Big Crayon.
Thank you. A 56-year-old woman named Deborah Lingerfelt. Let me see. This is a little something something. She lives in a rural area in Sullivan County, Tennessee. And last week, she got mad at her neighbors for their music. She yelled at them. She said, quote, "That is duck music. So how would you like me to come over there and duck you in the face? I have no idea what duck music is or how you duck someone in the face, but clearly it all made sense to young Deborah." So she went into her house, grabbed her gun.
Naturally.
They always seem to have handy. And fired off 8 shots. Fortunately, none of them hit anything. Then she pulled out her harmonica and started playing it, apparently to show her neighbors what good music sounded like.
Sure.
Or at least ominous music, because she told her neighbors, the story goes on, she told her neighbors that she was playing, quote, their death music. Lovely neighbor, Deborah there. She was arrested for aggravated assault. This is not unusual, apparently, for Deborah. For a long time now, folks on her street have known that she is the neighborhood quack. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Fits along with the rest of the show, though. We will take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and come back with the little sounds that Rob went into his garden and picked for us this morning. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, we have many income streams right here at the Mike O'Mara Show. We have the bonus shows. That's a big one, isn't it, Rob?
Cornerstone.
Yeah, the show depends on it.
Work harder.
Real important. Go subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. We have our Amazon connection.
Yes.
Too.
Yes, the Amazon portal is huge. You must always use it.
Shop through Amazon. And, of course, we'd like you to support our advertisers. That's very important, is it not?
Yeah, and not just financial support, but support them morally.
You know you're an ass. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. The Mike O'Mara Show, the future of our show, rests squarely on your shoulders. We need you to subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show. It's the show that drives this podcast machine, so we need your support. If you already subscribed to the Bonus Show, we thank you. But we also urge you to encourage other members of TMOS Nation to pull the trigger and sign up today. The future of the show depends on it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. Whether you treat yourself or gift it to a friend who gets it, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for years to come. Now is the time to make the move. Do it today. Get involved with the TMOS bonus packages. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, March 29, 2017. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
I was in the backyard, Mike, and some of the springtime little sounds are starting to poke through the grass.
Oh, the buds are popping up, the little flower buds. That's exciting.
Now, this is great when a prank really comes together. Two guys call themselves independent journalists. And what they did is they scheduled themselves, you can sign up, anyone can sign up, to speak at a San Clemente town council meeting in California. And their platform was that they want a 12-foot-tall statue erected of Paul Walker from The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, and, I heard about that. Kind of weird.
And they took it pretty seriously.
My name is Chad Kroger. I stand before you here today in the midst of gnarly times. I was 11 years old when my first love, Ashley, betrayed me by moving to Newport Beach. And it was in that melancholy that my dad took me to see The Fast and the Furious, where for an hour and 47 minutes, I transcended my worries because I had just met my new hero, Paul Walker.
All right.
Afterwards, at Carl's Jr., I thought about what Paul taught me. I think the most inspiring thing was the fact that even after Dominic Toretto beat him in that first race, Paul still managed to bed his sister. Pretty inspiring. That is why I'm proposing that the city erect a 12-foot-tall steel statue of Paul Walker on the pier.
Does Paul Walker have any tie whatsoever to our city in any regard?
He went to high school here.
Yeah. His cousin went to high school here.
Oh, his cousin did?
I'm a big fan of Paul Walker, don't get me wrong, but no. Sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro. So the great thing about
is that
it,
real?
Yes,
is that real.
And what's great about it is it is like that public
like a
access
Saturday Night Live sketch.
It's
really
like
does.
That public access video, the one camera shot. And so they shut this guy down because they realized that only his cousin went to high school in San Clemente. Later on, in the same town council meeting, another guy signed up.
I'm pretty sure Paul's cousin went to San Clemente High School for at least a couple semesters, and Paul's spirit encompasses what this town is all about, which is why I'm here before you today. The thing is, though, Jesus. I'm really busy right now. I'm taking a couple junior college classes, and I don't have time to be driving all over fighting for statues.
This is a scam.
Yes, it is.
It says on my shirt, when you put goodwill out there, it's what can be accomplished by Paul Walker. So let's accomplish this. Let's do the right thing.
So bless their hearts. You know,
it's
whoever
weird.
Was at that San Clemente meeting probably had a great meeting. Because if you've ever been to a town council meeting, they suck.
I was at Carl's Jr. when I came up with the idea.
Yeah, this age of melancholy.
Melancholy.
Mike, if I say to you the name Darlene Cates, what does it mean to you?
No meaning whatsoever, Rob. I have no idea.
We lost her. One of the great ones. She was 69.
Was she?
She played Bonnie Grape in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. She played Gilbert's mother.
Oh, wow.
And she was a rather large woman, as you recall.
I remember the dust in the basement.
The casting director found her on an episode of, I believe it was Sally Jesse Raphael, entitled I'm Too Big to Leave My House. And then she got to make her motion picture debut in Gilbert Grape, and she did some television after that. Here's one of my favorite moments of What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Jerry, I've come for my son.
Bonnie, you'll need to fill out some papers.
No! No!
Police procedure required.
I want my boy, Jerry.
But Bonnie, you have
my to follow. Son! Give me my son!
Dead at age 69.
Mm.
Rob's Buick, where did you find that one? I didn't see that one. Oh, my God.
He loves death.
Okay. Great actress.
Great actress, and she gave it her all. And, yes. You know, she served as such
dead
a great mentor to both Johnny Depp.
All right. Come on. Let's move on.
Move on?
Please.
So yeah. Brave. Thank you yeah, very much. Brave, Mike. Jesus. Very brave. She had recently lost a lot of weight.
You're strange.
Dr. Oz today has Martha Stewart on. Still box. And he asks her, what is her secret? Because, you know, a lot of people don't know that. Martha Stewart just turned 98 years old. Did you know that she's that old?
That's stunning. She looks so much younger.
She
That's
really
fabulous.
Does. What is her secret? What is her fountain of youth?
A glass
what
of white wine. glass of white wine every day. Oh,
and she also revealed what her wish is when she passes, Mike. Just put her in the basement and burn the house down. That's all
oh,
she wants.
Really?
Yeah.
Lovely.
No, but here is Martha Stewart's fountain of youth formula.
What is your secret to looking so beautiful and unchanged?
A healthy, good life and good genes.
You put a mask on or anything crazy?
Every morning at 4 o'clock when I wake up, I put a mask on, any kind of mask. You know, I have ginkgo, I have gommage, I have all those masks, the whole
so
shelf.
So 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I put a mask on, then I go back into bed and I leave that on till I get up to shower and I drink green juice every single morning. I know you like that too.
Yes, I do.
And I make it out of vegetables that I grow and I grow in the greenhouse in the winter and the garden in the summer and organic vegetables.
She's throwing in our face.
Yeah. Hey, don't you like that, Mehmet? Don't you like green juice, Mehmet?
Mehmet Oz.
Mehmet Oz.
Two of our favorite people on one stage.
And you know what?
Mehmet Oz and Martha Stewart.
I was almost okay with it right up and even including the green juice. And then she says, made from vegetables that I grow organically, even in the greenhouse.
Did you get a little Joan Crawford vibe when she said
yes.
that? Do you picture her getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, putting her face in ice and witch hazel? You know, like Joan Crawford did? You know?
Mamacita, where's the vodka?
I will say this. When you age and you wake up early, as I do every single morning,
yes.
For the first 15 minutes, I don't think I'd want a human being to see my face.
I agree.
I wear the CPAP thing, which has created ridges in my face overnight. And puffy is not the word. Yeah, puffy is not. And by the way, I find my little machine my little breathing machine. As it gets closer, I guess, to the morning time and I'm breathing more, I'm in deeper sleep.
Yeah.
You know, the machine starts to sound like a 747. I don't know why that is, but.
Do you think it adapts to your patterns and it's like forcing more air into you?
I think really like when I start to go to sleep, this is my machine. My machine's going, breathe gently. And then by the time I'm in like super deep turbo REM or whatever the hell it's called, it's going, get the oxygen into his body.
Code blue.
Code blue. Like that's what it is, really.
And then up and eat your green juice and you're off and running. I think most of you probably saw Bill O'Reilly sort of stepped in it yesterday when he was asked to comment on Congresswoman Maxine Waters. And his first comment on Fox News out of the blue was, I can't get past her James Brown wig.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't they ever learn? Well, Bill O'Reilly, free pass. Bill O'Reilly gets to say crap like that.
But anyway, I thought this was the best way to address that comment.
Now, I didn't hear a word she said. I was looking at the James Brown wig.
So good.
James Brown wig.
Ain't it bonkers.
It's the same
so
one.
So good.
Ain't it bonkers. I love
so
James Brown.
Blatantly
are the Godfather of
racist on the part of Bill O'Reilly.
But your former roommate.
Yeah, Marist College. Yeah, they churned out a bunch of racists in the 70s.
Let us close with this. This is on our YouTube page. This is on our Facebook
page.
That's
really not fair to a school that I visited for 2 years. My apologies,
Mike.
You never mention
all the great people that aren't racist that come from there. It's a good mix. This is a young girl. She looks like she's maybe 2, and someone has put a hot water heater out for the trash man to pick up. Mm-hmm. This is so cute. It has a top that almost looks like eyes because of the in and outputs of it. And she calls it Robot. And she says, hi, Robot. And she hugs it.
Hi, Robot.
Aww. Aww.
Hi, Robot.
She hugging it right
there.
I love you, Robot.
I love kids.
Aww.
I love you, Robot.
You got to check it out on our Facebook or our YouTube page. I love you, Robot, and I love you, Little Sounds. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Get that hole dug. Put it in there. Put it in the ground. I want future generations. I want the aliens to get this show when they come back. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.